Hello, welcome to a new edition of RAE in English. We are the international service of the Argentine radio. My name is Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, August 27, 2025. And today is Radio Day in Argentina, as we remember a new anniversary, exactly 105 years ago. The first radio broadcast was carried out in Argentina. We'll have a little segment on that in a minute. We'll also have the artist of the day, which is arguably the most important harmonica player of all times in Argentina. And we'll also have our tourism segment, Argentine destinations, and today we are going north and we'll be able also to listen to some beautiful Andean music. And we'll have, in addition, one of our regular music profiles to put the focus on an important Argentine artist. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555 and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are DXer, okay? This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz and also via internet on rae.com.ar plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE. Okay? We're going to start right away with the artist of the day, which is someone who takes us deep into the sound of Argentine folk and tango through an instrument you may not immediately associate with either, the harmonica. Franco Luciani has become one of the most admired harmonica players of Argentina, probably ever, celebrated for his technical brilliance, his emotional depth, and his ability to connect traditional music with a contemporary sensibility. Luciani was born in Rosario in the province of Santa Fe in 1981. At first, he studied percussion and drums, but soon he discovered the harmonica and fell in love with its expressive possibilities. What's remarkable is that in Argentina, the harmonica is often linked to rural folk traditions or to tango pioneers like Hugo Díaz. Luciani, it took that legacy and gave it new life, blending it with the influences of jazz and classical music while always keeping a strong connection to the Argentine identity. And speaking of Argentine identity, let's listen to Luciani interpreting a classic folk tune such as Samba de Lozano. By the early 2000s, Luciani was winning awards at national folk festivals, and soon he became a staple on stages not only in Argentina but also in Europe, the United States and Asia. His harmonica sound is instantly recognizable. Rich, precise and yet soulful, capable of carrying the intensity of tango and the subtle poetry of folk. Let us now listen to Luciani together with the keyboard player and pianist Lito Vitale with a song called Oblivion, a track originally written and performed by Astor Piazzolla. What sets Franco Luciani apart is his versatility. He can play a samba or a chacarera from the Argentine Northwest, and the next moment he's diving into a passionate tango or even improvising with jazz musicians. That flexibility has led him to collaborate with some of Argentina's most respected artists, such as Mercedes Sosa, Leon Gieco, Chango Spasiuk, Juan Falú, and Lito Vitale, just to name a few. Each of these encounters added new colors to his palette. Among his many albums, some of the highlights include Harmonica y Tango, Harmonica and Tango, where he explores the deep connection between the harmonica and the city of Buenos Aires, and also Franco Luciani Trio Live, which showcases his live energy and improvisational spirit. He's also worked in duo settings, notably with pianist Daniel Gottfried, delivering beautifully intimate performances of tango classics. Let us listen now to another track by Luciani to wrap up this edition of The Artist of the Day. And this is Luciani, together with the Pablo Mota Ensemble, interpreting Milonga de Mis Amores. After enjoying the music by Franco Luciani, today's artist of the day on our show, we'll talk about Radio Day, which is celebrated today in Argentina, marking the birth of broadcasting in the country, in one of the earliest in the world, some say the first in the world. On August 27, 1920, four young medical students made history by transmitting an opera live from the rooftop of the Teatro Coliseo in Buenos Aires. They became known as the Locos de la Azotea, the Crazies on the Rooftop. Their names were Enrique Susini, César Garrico, Luis Romero Carranza, and Miguel Mujica. With homemade equipment, they broadcast Parsifal by Richard Wagner to just a handful of radio receivers in the city. And that's exactly what we are listening to. The small experimental transmission opened the door to what would soon become a mass medium, reaching every corner of Argentina. Over the decades, radio grew into a powerful space for culture, information, and connection. Today, radio remains a vital part of Argentine life. From tango and folk music programs, to breaking news and football commentary, to the voices that accompany people in the most remote provinces. So Radio Day is not just a tribute to the four visionaries on a rooftop in 1920, but to the countless voices, technicians, producers and listeners who keep the spirit of radio alive in Argentina. Okay, now let us listen now to some music from the moment in which radio was born in Argentina, which was 1920. Obviously, the first option is Carlos Gardel, so let's play a track by him. El día que me quieras, the day you would love me.
Acaricia mi sueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Como ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el anhelo de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar, ella quieta mi herida, todo, todo se olvida. Que me quiera la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color, y al viento las campanas dirán que ella es mía, y loca la portada se cortará de su amor. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa. Que verán que eres mi consuelo. El día que me quieras no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quieras, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor. La noche que me quieras, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, tiernas curiosas que verán tu querer en mi corazuelo.
The International Service of the Argentine Radio is broadcasting directly from the autonomous city of Buenos Aires, Argentina's federal capital.
Well, friends, we wanted to bring you something special now. We're gonna go over a list of songs which are very famous in the English-speaking world. Most of these songs. So famous that bands here in Argentina felt that they wanted to pay tribute to those original tracks and do their own versions. This is something that is known also as covering a song. It's done all over the world. And here in Argentina, being a country that has been a forerunner in playing rock in Latin America, obviously we've got a great number of cover tracks, and we're gonna go over several of them, starting with this.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the Boardwalk is the name of this track by The Drifters. It's a track from the year 1964 that was rendered two times in Argentina. The latest rendition is by Los Perros in the 1990s, but the first group that covered this band were Los Gatos Salvajes, a band founded by Lito Nevia, and this is that rendition.
Quiero olvidar los momentos que en la rambla pasé. Tú me besabas y me decías, siempre te amaré. Me encuentro solo, sin un amor, me encuentro solo, en la rama estoy.
This is not a full translation. Obviously, when you do a translation of the lyrics, sometimes you can go literal, because under the boardwalk, it doesn't go as bajo la rambla, they just go for me encuentro solo, which is obviously much more powerful. Next in the list is a track by Sir Elton John, one of his many, many hits. You might recognize this piano intro. Beautiful song. Sorry seems to be the hardest word on this cover special on Rye.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What have I gotta do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me?
The rendition in Argentina of this track is a translation to Spanish. Was released under the name Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. It's not a total translation. It's Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. It's, there's no way of saying I'm sorry. There's no more ways of saying I'm sorry. And the singer, songwriter, musician who covered Elton John is former Serú Girán's Pedro Aznar.
¿Cómo voy a lograr que aún me quieras? ¿Cómo lograr que quieras escuchar. Cuando este fuego me desvela, pero despierto solo una vez más. ¿Cómo lograr verte de nuevo? Oh, poder recobrar tu corazón. ¿Cómo aceptar que todo ha muerto? Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. Qué mal, esta absurda y triste historia que se pone cada vez peor.
What do you think, folks, of this rendition? This fantastic rendition of Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. It's Pedro Aznar with Ya No Hay Forma de Pedir Perdón, recorded in 1992. Aznar is mainly remembered as a bass player of a very respected and popular band here, Serú Girán, but he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays everything and he does everything well. Sings, bass, guitar, drums, keyboards. You're listening to a cover special on Rai, and we continue with something by Mike Oldfield. His most famous hit, Moonlight Shadow. Is the year of the release of this song, the most famous hit by multi-instrumentalist Mike Oldfield from England, and it was covered in 2009 by a very popular singer-songwriter from Argentina, Marcela Morello, in a cover album called Otro Plan. The Spanish name is Luz del Cielo, The Light of the Sky. Marcela Morello with La Luz del Cielo, The Light of the Sky, which is the full adaptation of Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield. And we have mentioned several times that Argentina loves the Rolling Stones, so there are obviously several covers of Jagger and Richards. I love song so divine. An anthem of rock and roll. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. The song of the album of the same name, released in the year 1974. And there is a live, not a studio version of this song by Los Piojos, included in their 1999 live album Ritual. The Spanish name is, full translation, Es solo rock and roll y me gusta.
Si yo clavara mi lápiz acá, llenando de sangre de stage, estaría satisfecho, sería muy bien hecho, cerrado, pero lo hace bien, lo hace bien.
In Argentina, the love for the Stones goes beyond the mere musical aspect. There are people, there are bands that not only love their music, but they love the way the Stones dress. There are bands that fully imitate, they try to impersonate Mick Jagger on the stage and his moves. They try to have like a bigger lip, and when they do pictures, they try to look like Mick Jagger. It's actually a culture, la cultura Stone o Stone, as we say here. Well, this is a cover by Los of the Rolling Stones by Los Piojos, Argentine band, with Es solo rock and roll y me gusta. And the next is a great, original, and amazing cover. You recognize this intro, unforgettable, one of the many anthems of rock of all times, David Bowie, written with Brian Eno, Heroes.
And swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever.
And in the case of the Argentine cover of this song, we've got a band that became famous, even though they had a, and still have, a mass following, cult following. It's kind of a cult band led by a dark but very talented musician called Ricardo Coleman. But his band in the 1980s, Friction, became known, among other tracks, but mainly by their rendition of David Bowie's Heroes. And here's that cover. Friction, Héroes, obviously, full translation of David Bowie's Heroes. You're listening to a cover special on RAE English Connection.
Serás la mujer, la reina, aunque
I actually mis-announced the name of the founder and leader of Fricción. I translated, as it is my habit when I do international radio, as Rai. And actually, he's known here in Argentina as Richard Coleman, or Richard Coleman if you go for a Spanish pronunciation. This is Fricción with Héroes, their rendition of David Bowie's Heroes. And next on the list, we've got Todd Rundgren, a track from 1982 called Influenza, which was rendered by perhaps the most important Argentine rock artist. Todd Rundgren, singer-songwriter from the United States, not that mainstream, but very, very much respected. And this Influenza song was covered by Charly García in the year 2002 under the name Influenza, which gives name to that same album of 2002, Influenza.
Puedo ver y decir, puedo ver y decir y sentir. Algo ha cambiado,
para mí no es extraño. Yo no voy a correr, yo no voy a correr ni a escapar de mi destino. Yo no pienso en peligro, si fue yo. Pero es muy difícil ver. Algo controla mi ser.
En el fondo de mí.
Charly García with his rendition of Todd Rundgren's Influenza. It was released in Argentina under the name Influenza, and it's a pretty faithful translation of the original lyrics in English. And to sign off this cover special on RAE, we've got huge classic of rock, one of the most covered songs of all time. It was covered by Stones, Nat King Cole, and Chuck Berry.
Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Willie Blinds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks so, so pretty, you see.
Well, I mentioned three artists, Nat King Cole, Chuck Berry, the Rolling Stones, but the truth is that since this song was released in the year 1946, written by Bobby Troup, it was covered by tens of artists, including one from Argentina, Norberto Papo Napolitano, who released the song in Spanish with the original names from the United States under the name Ruta 66.
Bueno, sí, sé que tú planeas ir por la autopista del oeste hasta su fin. Andarás bien por la 66. Se vendea de Chicago hasta L.A. Son 2,000 millas, más también podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. above, por San Luis abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma es tan bonita que verás a Madrid, Galú, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino, eso es lo que querías ver. En este viaje todo lo podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. San Luis, abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma es tan bonita, yeah. Verás Amarillo, Galú, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino, yeah. Eso lo querías ver. En este viaje todo lo podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. Andarás bien por la 66. Andarás bien por la
66. And for Argentine destinations, today we've got Iruja. We take you high into the Andes to one of the most magical and remote villages in the northern part of the country. Iruja is not just a place, it is a journey. To reach it, you travel north from the city of Salta, crossing into Jujuy province, and follow winding mountain roads that climb about 4,000 meters before descending into a hidden valley. After hours of curves, cliffs, and breathtaking scenery, you arrive at a town that looks as if it were carved directly into the mountainside. Iruja seems suspended in time. Its houses are made of stone and adobe, with narrow cobblestone streets and stairways that wind steeply uphill. The first sight that greets most visitors is the pastel-colored Church of Our Lady of the Rosary, built in the 18th century. With the mountains as its backdrop, it is one of the most photographed spots in northern Argentina. But Iruja is much more than a postcard. Its roots go deep into Andean culture. The majority of its inhabitants are descendants of indigenous peoples who have lived here for centuries, preserving traditions of music, weaving, and agriculture. The Quechua and Aymara heritage is alive in the everyday rhythm of life, from the sound of a charango echoing in the streets, to the colors of hand-woven ponchos drying in the sun. One of the most important celebrations takes place each October, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the patron saint of Iruja. During this festival, the town fills with pilgrims, dancers, and musicians. Traditional groups perform coplas and carnavalitos, blending indigenous rhythms with colonial-era influences. For travelers, it is a chance to witness living Andean culture in its purest form. Life in Irugia moves at a different pace. The altitude, nearly 2,800 meters above sea level, encourages slow walks, deep breaths, and long pauses to admire the view. It is a place for hiking too. From the town, trails lead to small hamlets like San Isidro, perched even higher in the mountains. The walk takes you through terraced fields, rivers, and canyons, landscapes that seem untouched by time. Despite its remoteness, Irugia has developed modest infrastructure for visitors. There are family-run hostels, small restaurants serving hearty Andean dishes, and local guides offering treks into the surrounding valleys. The food reflects both tradition and altitude. Llama stews, empanadas, and tamales wrapped in corn husks. What makes Irugia so special is its balance between isolation and connection. Until just a few decades ago, the village had no road access. Supplies arrived by mule, and residents walked hours to reach other towns. Today, the dirt road that links Irugia to the highway can still be closed by landslides or floods, but it also makes it possible for travelers from across the world to discover this hidden jewel. Visiting Irugia is not only about sightseeing, it is about feeling the silence of the mountains, listening to ancient songs, and experiencing a way of life that resists the rush of modernity. Many visitors describe it as a spiritual place, somewhere that reminds you of the vastness of nature and the resilience of human communities. So, if you are planning to explore northern Argentina, don't miss Irugia and go prepared for a long journey and thin air, but also for unforgettable encounters with people and landscapes that will stay with you forever. To enjoy a little more of Andean music without me talking over it, that was another edition of Argentine Destinations, and today we went north to the northwest to this town of Irugia, which is absolutely lovely. We recommend you to check it out if you ever come this part of the world. And with this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE in English. My name is Fernando Farias. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and hasta mañana.